Yeah, I know we're all sick of hearing about Israel and its latest round of genocide and violence and lawlessness, but here's why Israel has miscalculated. And it's very unlikely that Israel will survive for another 10 years. First of all, you know, Israel is an artificial construction that has been supported, of course, by the UK in particular, you know, MI6 and British intelligence this entire time, even going back to its founding, by the way. And, of course, the United States supports Israel financially, militarily, with shared intelligence, etc. But Israel has set into motion by sabotaging the peace deal with Iran, for example, by carrying out genocide, clear, repeated genocide, and also by doing things like announcing the Greater Israel Project, in which Israel says it will conquer Turkey, or part of it, you know, southern Turkey, that it will conquer, you know, Syria, that it will eventually, it will want to take Egypt and Saudi Arabia and Jordan, because that's all part of Greater Israel. And the nation of Israel, run by satanic Zionist fanatics, right? Just religious end times fanatics. I don't even know if you can call it religious, but it's more like a cult of death fanaticism. But they want to actively destroy all their neighbors, Lebanon right now, obviously, but that will expand. And in pursuing this, they have intentionally spurred mass chaos on a global scale by arm-twisting the U.S. into attacking Iran, which has resulted in the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz, of course. And with that shutdown in place, we have a global crisis, of course, that will lead to economic collapse and ultimately the collapse of the dollar. We're already seeing it because Iran is saying that the toll to be paid by the ships that are allowed to pass through the strait, whenever that day comes, that toll cannot be paid in dollars. It has to be paid in either crypto or yuan or some other non-dollar currency, because the dollar is useless when the country behind it has weaponized the trade system. Now, as this is happening, the U.S. is growing weaker financially. Emergency Federal Reserve meetings, bank failures, more of them are imminent. Trump is talking about abandoning the dollar currency and switching us over to a whole new digital currency because, of course, the dollar is dying. And he's part of the reason it is dying. He's not the only reason, but he's a big part of it. At the same time that's happening, the UK is collapsing. Economically, geopolitically, the UK is in a state of accelerating collapse. And part of that's because it cannot get energy. It relied on energy out of the Gulf, you know, the Persian Gulf. And that has been cut off. And previously, the energy that helped Europe across Western Europe was, of course, Russian energy. But the U.S. destroyed the Nord Stream pipelines several years ago, and that cut off all of Western Europe from affordable Russian gas. All right, so the bottom line is that as Israel pursues this war of chaos and total disruption and sabotaging every peace deal and assassinating every negotiator, etc., what Israel is actually doing is undercutting the top two countries that currently make Israel possible. That's the United States and the UK, or let's say Britain, to be more specific, the British Empire. And the UK will fall first, followed by the US Empire. As those empires fall, and I mean economically, you know, currency collapse, banking system collapse, etc., as that happens, Israel will find itself completely cut off from the support artery, let's say, that it needs in order to continue to fund its wars and get its bombs and get intelligence and get, you know, military expertise, etc. By itself, Israel can't wage war against Turkey. It's not even close. Israel has what? At this point, maybe fewer than 7 million people remaining in Israel, maybe a lot less, and its military is on the verge of total collapse. It's surrounded by, you know, I don't know how the exact number, but 100 plus million Muslims. Turkey, 96% Muslim. Egypt, similar situation. Lebanon, you know, Jordan. Look at what surrounds it, right? Syria, etc. Not to mention Iran and Afghanistan, etc. Israel cannot survive without the help of the United States and the UK. And all that actually has to happen for Israel to fall is for one of these major countries like Turkey, which is currently still a NATO member, but NATO is about to be completely destroyed by Trump also. All that's necessary is for Turkey to declare we're going to attack Israel and overthrow Israel. And Turkey actually, by themselves, they have the capability to do that. Not to mention Egypt or Iran or, you know, the Houthis or Hezbollah or Hamas or all these other groups. If they actually cooperated even temporarily, which I know is difficult, but if that were to happen, Israel would be completely overrun and Israel's nuclear weapons would be taken away from Israel. Now, it doesn't mean that whoever takes them would be able to detonate them. There might be lock codes controlled by the United States. I'm not sure. I'm not sure anybody knows exactly the answer to that. But Israel would no longer have those nukes. And with that, then the dynamic would change drastically. So my point is that Israel is undermining itself by undermining the world's economic backbone that allows the UK to even function as a country, or that allows the United States dollar to maintain its hegemonic status as a global currency. And if Israel isn't careful, it's going to set into motion a series of events that it did not anticipate, which will lead to the collapse of the dollar and the collapse of the American empire. And by the way, Trump is also, of course, delusional at many levels, and his actions can also by themselves lead to the collapse of the American empire. For example, it's becoming very difficult for the U.S. Treasury to auction off new debt. Nobody wants to buy U.S. debt. The yields aren't high enough to justify the risk of default. That's why globally people are still buying gold and silver. And that's why people don't trust the word of Trump or the Treasury or even the Federal Reserve to make good on their debt obligations. That's why countries like Japan and China are selling off U.S. debt in huge quantities. So the collapse of the American empire is something that's going to happen sooner or later anyway. It's just that Israel's actions are accelerating it. And you see it. You see how the infrastructure in America is collapsing. The bridges are falling down. The roads are total crap. The railroads barely function. The airports look like third world country airports. You know, it just goes on and on. It's it's like living in a third world. So America is collapsing right now. It's just that it will be accelerated by the actions of Israel, because America is very unwise allowing Israel to, you know, to dictate its actions in the Middle East and to continue to accelerate the total destruction of the industrial backbone that powers our world. So get prepared. Gold and silver are still the right answer, in my view. Metalswithmike.com. If you want to check out Battalion Metals, that's our affiliate sponsor, co-founded by Tucker Carlson, one of the great journalists of American history. Again, metalswithmike.com. And you can follow my work at brightvideos.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my site here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's a certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of
unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.